This is Shop Talk, our weekly discussion of journalism issues. I'm Rich Egger.
I'm Will Buss.
I'm Rajvi Subramanian.
RTDNA ran a piece a few weeks ago under the headline, Nightly Network News and Cable News Aren't Telling the Same Coronavirus Story. And this story reports that the Center for Media Engagement looked at the content of nightly network news broadcast on ABC, CBS, and NBC, and of primetime cable news network shows on CNN, Fox, and MSNBC between January and June of last year. Bottom line, the results of the study show just how politicized the coronavirus has become. But the implications go beyond the coronavirus pandemic, according to this story. The simple act of choosing a news program, or perhaps choosing between nightly network news or cable news, can drastically affect the information people are exposed to, and therefore affect how they act in a crisis.
This is what exactly happened with the Capitol riots. A group of people strongly believe that this election was completely manipulated and it was stolen. And that is why we had the American citizen storm into the Capitol building, made such a huge riot there, and create all this chaos, because they believe, because the media fed them this news on a constant daily basis that this was stolen, and this was pretty much happened. And again, what all these people are in behind bars just by listening to this media channels saying this was stolen. And this was pretty much the obvious reasons with the coronavirus coverage, because we have platforms, especially certain media outlets. I'm talking about a news platform online as well as primetime broadcast on national network. They pretty much take an agenda, stick to the views, and keep telling the viewers the same thing again and again by calling in people who align with their views and express their ideas so that it amplifies what the media channel is trying to talk about. And that is why still there are so many people who are very reluctant to take the vaccine. On the contrary, of course, vaccine is going to have side effects. That's common sense. If you're going to supervise like 100,000 vaccines, there's supposed to be like 2 or 3 side effects. That's part of medicine. That's drug. And what happens is a couple of media, they'll take up this, oh, you know what, there has been a blood clot in this county and people are really bad. A teacher, she was very healthy and she took this vaccine and she died a couple of days later. So they just want to take 1 or 2 things from this happenings around the world and blow it out of proportion so that people will try to understand what their point of view. And this is very unhealthy, because this is the health of this country. This is the health of the American citizens which are at stake. And just because people want to politicize by making some kind of viewpoint on certain stands and issues, this is aggravating and dividing the country on no mask or with mask, all this kind of stuff. And I find it really appalling, because one thing you need to understand is, as a citizen, as a journalist, I believe that I trust the scientists, I trust the policymakers, because this is the one who I think know what is good for the country. It doesn't matter whether they're Republicans or Democrats. It's not political party. That's just common sense. We have to trust our scientists. We have to trust our policymakers. And unfortunately, all this primetime broadcast networks and online platforms, they are dividing this country, which is really, really, saddening and disappointing.
Yeah, well, it's not all of them, but it's certainly some of them who are reporting bogus information, right, Will?
Oh, absolutely. And, I've long had my suspicions about different networks, especially cable news, when they have the burden of having to broadcast on a 24/7 cycle, and they have to appeal to the people who are tuning in on a constant basis. But to Rajvi's point, this is not only divisive. I think it's just downright dangerous, as the insurrection, I think, proved. And I know we all have had our suspicions, and it's been proven, actually, that certain networks and certain cable networks are making an appeal to viewers to think about different aspects and have an agenda. And this lies the problem when we obviously have cable networks that are not appealing to what is truly what should be newsworthy, according to what the Americans need to know to make sound choices, to be truly and wholly informed. You know, I'm thinking about the days when I was a reporter and I would have to, when I had that shift, the night shift or a later shift, and I would watch the three networks in the St. Louis area to make sure that our newspaper was covering and had everything covered for that day. But we were checking that for accuracy. This is something different. This is something where they're looking for a bend. They're looking for an angle. They're looking for something that is not only it's not trying to inform so much as it's trying to sell an idea. And that's especially dangerous for our industry. And when it happens to one, or one is committing this sin, if you will, it reflects poorly on all of us. And no wonder there's this conversation about what people think of news and thinking about being objective or being subjective and fake news and so forth. I think that's where this comes from, and it's from the sins of one or two offenders that really affects all of us and affects how we can maintain an informed citizenry. I think that's why this is especially dangerous, and we need to address this. And I think this study especially really helps support these concerns.
Well, you mentioned trying to sell an idea. How much of this do you folks think is driven by ideology, and how much is driven by selling ad time and therefore generating revenue?
Well, I would say it's a little bit of both. Go ahead, Roger.
I think this is really, really obvious. It's all about profit. It's all about media economy, where the more they're trying to kind of promote this, it's all about, it's all about cashing in the profits, like who's getting the media attention, who's kind of getting the eyeballs. This is all that matters in terms of getting people to watch their brand, getting people to watch their channel. That's what people want, and people are ready to do anything to achieve that. And this is a very unfortunate situation, which we all fall a we all fall a victim for this, because it's all like clickbait. And people don't understand there is a lot of things that goes behind media to get the attention. All they think is, well, this guy or this girl is talking about something that aligns with their perspective of their political ideology or their beliefs. And that's what it matters from a point of view from the audience. But in reality, every media has their own propaganda and agenda, which we fail to perceive as an audience. I think that's what is really, really very traumatizing for me, because they are putting profits over people, especially on these media channels and online platforms, which is really, heartbreaking for me.
I agree with that sentiment. Dan Rather often said that the news was not supposed to be a big profit generator or cash cow. It was a service that you provided as a licensed broadcaster. But I've also held the contention that Roger Ailes and Rupert Murdoch figured out when they when they devised the vision for Fox News that they especially wanted to make themselves very wealthy, which they both did, and promote an agenda, promote this idea, and try to spin this in that direction to make themselves very wealthy and to ingratiate themselves. And I think they, to an extent, have succeeded, but at the detriment of our industry and what we're combating right now.
This is, again, you see, for instance, Fox News. If you see the former administration officials and all the people who are associated with Trump, they have now become contributors with Fox TV. Why couldn't they find any other channel? Because they want to align with some channels where they can promote their ideas and beliefs. And that is also a kind of an example of how this is actually kind of showing that people want to align with some media outfit which suits their needs.
But it's not unusual for people to leave a White House administration and end up working for a network of some type. Certainly Pierre Salinger was with the Kennedy administration. He worked with the network news for many years. And George Stephanopoulos was with the Clinton administration and ended up, anchoring network newscasts.
You're absolutely right. People have the right to join any media. But look at the numbers in terms of, the list is endless, McEnany and lots of other people who were with the White House, former Trump officials, they are right now working for Fox. The list is goes on and on. I'm talking about political politicians as well as, you know, staffs who are associated with the former administration. So that itself shows, like, you know, how this country is pretty much divided on media party lines. You know, they want to kind of associate it with one particular media platform. And that is just an example of what's happening.
Yeah, I suppose it's one thing to want to bring in someone from an administration to your network news organization because they can provide some sort of, you know, insider insight, some sort of knowledge about how the White House works. It's another thing when you see all these people from an administration going to one particular media outlet. In that case, it seems like they're just trying to continue promoting a certain agenda and promoting certain propaganda.
Yeah, and I think consumers recognize that and they see that, but I don't think enough of them care. I mean, to the point to which that it bothers them. And I think that there's been enough people that have bought into networks with an agenda or with a focus that falls in lines with their views, and they're willing to go along with that. And I think therein lies the problem.
All right. Hey, we are going to wrap up the discussion for this week. Our listeners can join us again next week here at TSPR.org. For more of Shop Talk.